Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
And along those lines, I want to talk about actually something really interesting. Let's find the first article. Oh my God, there's so much going on in the world. And I'm doing this show live, so it's interesting because I'm talking kind of quiet because I'm looking at the audio levels, like bouncing. And hopefully the audio sounds at the right level, right? Hopefully it sounds good. And I also have to fix, we have different things I have to fix, but that's sometimes what you have to do. You just have to take action. I was messing around all day trying to get this set up, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to turn it on, and maybe we'll hang out with people, and maybe we'll do more of this. Maybe we'll have guests. We might get celebrity guests, and we'll hang out, and we'll talk, we'll chat. And I think it could be really, really cool. So actually, the article is not here, and I am going to grab it. It goes along with this article that's up right now. New brain technologies pose threats to privacy and autonomy that are all too real, expert warns. And so it goes along with the article that we're going to pull up, and it's by Elon Musk. And basically, I can just tell you as I pull it up here, what the story is. Well, let's actually just pull it up. Elon Musk has a new kind of revelation he came out with, right? Tesla's Elon Musk got a fly in here. I tell you what, we've had flies, kind of flies in my condo here. I'm vegan too, so when I kill flies, I'm like, is that, I don't think that's vegan, but I'm vegan. Here we go, here's the article. So I'm kind of confused on what I should do about these flies. I can't just let them run rampant. So I've been spraying, but it's weird being vegan because almost everything isn't vegan. Like, are buildings vegan? I mean, bugs got killed. Is walking vegan? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if walking's vegan. So when you're vegan, like myself, it's difficult because almost everything isn't vegan. I'm not even sure. I think technically there are bugs living on us or, you know, so. Being vegan is tough. So if you see this fly flying around, I've been battling these flies. But anyway, let's get back to the story. Tesla's Elon Musk warns we only have a 5 to 10% chance of preventing killer robots from destroying humanity. So what do you make of that one? Elon Musk was speaking to employees at his firm Neuralink this month, which, by the way, not sure what he's up to because Neuralink also kind of plugs in, I guess, AI into your brain or something. So I guess he wants to build the good AI. Elon Musk is an interesting guy. I wonder what he really, really, really knows that, you know, I think he wants to play ball with the government. What do you guys think? We've had a lot of people commenting on our Elon Musk videos. We've had over time, I've done a few of these and we've gotten a lot of different comments. Elon Musk said that efforts to make AI safe only have a 5 to 10% chance of success. The warning comes shortly after Musk said that regulation of AI was drastically needed because it's a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. Pretty wild. Pretty wild, right? So, basically, my friend Andrew said, is now the time we should move into tents? And I'm not sure. Maybe we should. Maybe we should move into tents and sort of like give up, I guess, is what he's saying. I don't know. What I want to do is build an alternative technology company where, you know, we can give people another opportunity. We're going to get into what, well, there's an article from Google where, or about Google, there's a couple weird things going on. And I'm going to get back to this Elon Musk story. Inside chilling religion creating God robot a billion times smarter than humans. A former Uber worker has formed an odd cult to build a Godhead robot a billion times smarter than any human. And I think there's a Google guy that's up to this as well. I know. I'm not sure if this is the same guy. Who is this guy? Lewandowski. So people are forming these religions. There's another Google guy that formed a nonprofit or a religion to worship AI as well. And Elon Musk got really mad about it, right? So this thing, Tesla, you know, this thing where Tesla's Elon Musk, that just, you know, I don't know why I said that, Tesla. Tesla, by the way, does Elon Musk know about free energy? I mean, why is he building electric cars? We're building free energy. I don't know if we're going to succeed, but I've got to think he knows about free energy, and the government's just not letting him, or he doesn't want to get in a sort of a war with the government. I'm not sure. Not sure what Elon Musk knows, but he knows a lot more than he can say, I would suggest. And so he wants to build good AI. Or basically, the point he makes in this article, this is from the Daily Mail, is that basically, like I said before, we have a 5%, 5 to 10% chance of success. And that if we start making regulations later, it's going to be too late. Like, basically, he's saying that usually people ask the government to regulate after some people have gotten screwed over. And if we do that with AI, we're already going to be dead, I guess, is basically what he's saying. That we're not going to have time to react if we're calling to regulate AI. Somebody just saw my feet. I just put my feet on the couch. It's, you know, it's the way it is. We're hanging out. You know, you can see the other videos. We have a studio. I guess I'm more professional in those. I don't know. I don't really, you know what? I just wanted to make an episode. I hope you guys like it. There's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. I want to hang out with you guys more. I want to chat. So far, Patty shouted out in the chat room. What else? What do we got going on Facebook? It's on facebook.com/believeloveyou. So anyway, he's basically saying that if we try to regulate it after people get affected negatively by AI, we're all going to be dead. It's a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. Let's go over some of these other articles. AI researcher warns Skynet killer robots easier to achieve than self-driving cars. That's pretty crazy. The group alleges killer robots now exist, and the bulk of these technological developments are military-funded in the UK, China, Israel, Russia, and the United States. This is a group. What group is this? Well, here's different people trying to... Future of Life Institute. Stuart Russell, a world-leading AI researcher at the University of California in Berkeley, showed the video above to the United Nations Convention on Conventional Weapons on Monday. He said, "The technology illustrated in the film is simply an integration of existing capabilities. It's not science fiction. In fact, it is easier to achieve than self-driving cars, which require far higher standards of performance." Russell wants a preemptive ban on the technology before it's too late. Okay? He claims that a window to halt such technologies is closing and warns that autonomous weapons such as drones, tanks, and automated machine guns are imminent. The Guardian adds, "The military has been one of the largest funders and adopters of artificial intelligence." Artificial intelligence technology. Yeah, so I don't know who's going to see this video. Maybe some people. You know, 1,000. I don't know. But I think we should probably get on this. And what I want to do, and you guys can let me know if you're interested to use something like this. And again, you can spread the links. I know the videos aren't perfect I'm making right now, and I'm kind of like, you know, I get spaced out, so I just say random things. But I want to build a technology that gives people an alternative to being turned into a robot. I mean, we have Google employees, which I use Google a lot. I like Google, but I don't agree that we need to turn ourselves into machines or die. I don't agree that the only way is transhumanism, which is basically give your soul is basically in a frequency range and trapped in a way. And the idea is your body is recreated. There's no need for the body. The problem is, like, it's about the control of that, of where your soul is going and what frequency range. Like, who's controlling the internet? Who's controlling, you know, the chips that get put into you? Do we really know what's going on with that? So I want to start a technology company where you actually know what's, you get to choose, and you know the full story, like the agenda. Like, there is technology actually within us already. You don't have to become a robot to actually look into that. You can look into it already. There's also technology that's been suppressed, like Dr. Royal Rife, Lakovsky, Nikola Tesla. And there's also Qigong hospitals that were in China where they treated 200,000 people, and they had Western doctors there, and they shrunk tumors. And there's all kinds of things. There's natural medicines. We can look into all that. That's actually part of quote-unquote technology. It doesn't just have to lead to us becoming machines and giving up our bodies and having our souls connected to the internet. You know, I think, like, maybe, and I think what Elon Musk is saying is that, like, R2-D2 and C-3PO, like, that's cool. You know, like, basically, like, nice robots that, like, don't want to take over your soul and kill you, that, like, actually help you. Yeah, like, that's probably good, but we need a company that has that as a goal and not a goal of transforming you into a robot and taking away your human body, and that's what's going to happen. So that's, you know, like, that's the only way. It's not the only way. So if people are interested, I'll try to work on that. I'm already working on it, but, you know, I need your encouragement. That's all I need, just encouragement. If you guys are interested in that, to have an alternative technology company. Another problem, I think, with the technology companies is they're way too far to the left, and they're censoring a lot of things. They're censoring different things, like, you know, anything that's not along a certain viewpoint. And I don't even think that you need a company that is to the right, per se. I just think that you need to be in the middle, where actually everybody has good ideas. So I think that's another thing that we'd like to do, where actually there's a technology company that's in the middle and very neutral, and it's not, you know, really to the left or the right in terms of politics, but, and they're not censoring things based on, you know, being in California or New York, where it's just one way or no, and that's what it is. Because actually the country, especially in the United States and really in the world, is not that way. I mean, it's actually quite diverse, and there's actually a lot of good points a lot of sides have. So I don't think the only agenda has to be to transform ourselves into robots and connect ourselves to the internet and give up our bodies and put our souls in a certain frequency range. And so there's actually proof of that's kind of like what's happening. And, you know, or killer robots are going to come, which Elon Musk is saying we have a 5 to 10% chance of surviving, like right now. And he's a pretty smart guy, actually. And then we have the AI researcher that says, from the University of California, Berkeley, which says that Skynet killer robots are easier to achieve than self-driving cars, and they're basically already here. Another interesting thing to go along the lines of this is head transplant research in China raises serious concerns. And I'm pulling up InfoWars, but this was mainstream news as well. It's not just on InfoWars. You know, some people think InfoWars is not real. This is, you can find this, here we go. What is it? Let's see, it links to this. How do you say that? The Epoch Times? Somebody correct me. I think I said it correctly. Head transplant research in China raises serious concerns. So basically, like, what's going on is they are actually transplanting heads. There was this Italian researcher, Sergio Canavero, announced that he had carried out the first successful head transplant on November 11th. It was between two corpses, right? So the people weren't alive, or one of them wasn't, or one of them. I guess you would need one living person. I don't even understand transplanting a head. The details of the research were published on November 22nd. There's a link to it. Canavero, who likens himself to Victor Frankenstein, says the experiment is the precursor to the next stage of transplanting between brain-dead subjects. Okay, I get it now. The step after is full head transplant for a living person. It's pretty wild. So the point, and they're doing this in China, they're working out. I was just in China like 2 weeks ago. I didn't see anybody with no head walking around or head transplant. It says the Americans did not understand. Yeah, I could see that. It sounds crazy. Here's the point why I'm bringing this up with the AI talk. There's a lot of stuff that's gonna be going on that's already going on that we're not being told about. Some of it is has to do with AI. Some of it has to do with, here we have articles where doctors are doing head transplants. People are going to probably be born not from men and women. There are stories, mainstream news stories, where people are being, I think there was a baby born that was not actually carried in a mother's womb at all, or something like that. I know actually there was a very interesting article where it says that men soon may be able to carry babies. So all of this stuff is going to be going on. All of this stuff is going on. Some of it is going on already. And so we're going to have to kind of figure this all out. And we don't have to just give way to a certain ideology in terms of how we're going to deal with this. Doesn't have to be just quote unquote conservative, doesn't have to be quote unquote liberal. But we have to be careful that certain tech companies and corporate interests don't just drive us to what they want. You know, if Google says we're all going to become machines and transform ourselves into machines, we don't have to let that, like, that doesn't have to be the way it is, even if we all like Google search. So I'm going to try, if people are interested, and I'm working on it already, try to build a tech company that at least presents an alternative, and more like C-3PO and R2-D2 versus like Terminator. Because again, Elon Musk, we have a 5 to 10% chance right now of preventing killer robots from destroying humanity.